Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the Overseas Connection podcast, episode 474. It is May 13th, 2018. We are less than a week away from E3, and we're going to be filling your ears for the next hour and a half or so with some video game news, some life bits, and probably some bad jokes. I'm one of your hosts, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And joining me this week, we have the lovely Kim Woods.
Howdy, howdy. That's me. I'm GamerGirl27 on the Xbox and Twitter. So anywhere else, you know where to find me. So,
all right. Thanks for joining the show today, Kim.
Sure.
Yeah. Count on you. Yeah.
Anytime.
Unlike other hosts, you know, just saying. Robin. Nicole
well,
gets
I'm
a pass.
Working at brownie points, yeah. So, you know.
Phil.
Right?
Also on today's show, the lovely Mark Wright.
Hello, Greg. Hello, everyone. Yes, the lovely guy who forgot to set the cameras up. So I'm just doing that now.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
I thought you did that already.
Yeah, no, I thought I did as well.
Yeah. This makes me feel better for
we
any future shows that I
experiencing technical
to
difficulties. Please stand by.
Yes, carry on while I set these up.
No worries at all. It just makes me feel better about future shows where I'm actually having to do the spinning of the discs, the manning of the boards. Because God knows, I will likely forget to do
something. It's funny because
like
I said to Kim, I'm sure there's something I forgot to do. I'm going to think, oh yeah, I haven't got a drink, so I went and got a drink. It's the cameras, I forgot to set the cameras up.
Yeah. Well, you know, at least you know you had your priorities. You did forget to get a drink.
Yeah.
You got it. And, you know, now well, you've remembered the camera. So, hey, it's all
at
good.
At least
it's
you're hard to do it before the show was over, you know.
Yeah, yeah. At least it didn't go the whole show. You'd be like, oh, crap.
Yeah. I'm nearly
well,
done.
Whoops.
If you're listening to this right now, you're probably thinking, should I still listen? That's a question we ask many of our listeners. but, hey, if you are chiming in on audio, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, but just know you can actually tune in live and watch us on twitch.tv/OC podcast or mixer.com/OC podcast. And also when working, youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast. We're on here every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast. So get your groove on, come in, join the show live. We have a lot of interaction with listeners when they're in the chat, and that's what we like to call the chat. It's the chat, yeah, it's fun. No, really, I swear.
Really, really.
Yeah, really, really. We don't have any new birthdays to announce. We don't have any new Twitch followers that at least we were looking for. So you know what? We're just going to dive into, I think, some story time.
Everyone here loves story. Our favorite time of the day.
Yeah, I've still not made that longer.
I know. It just cuts off right when I'm getting into the groove, Mark. That's the problem. All right. Well, let's talk some stories. And, Mark, because it was your birthday this past week, yeah. I think you rightfully should take the lead as the newest old person on the show.
Yeah.
So
it was my 30th birthday 18 years ago. Last Wednesday.
Yep.
Had a great day. We caught for some really good weather early this week. Thursday and Friday was a bit off, but the rest of the week was glorious. Went to the cinema Wednesday to see Avengers Infinity War. And oh my God, what a film. But you can't say anything about it at all because the whole movie it's spoilerific. So, but yes. Yeah, it's really good. I really enjoyed it. And it's not what I expected to going to happen. It's a bit of a shocker, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah. So I also saw the movie.
You weren't on last week, were you?
Yeah, well, it was funny. It was a surprise go to the movies moment. My wife called me up and she was like, you know, it's Monday. She doesn't work on Mondays. So she was like, hey, she's like, how's your work going today? And I was like, well, it's, you know, a little light in the afternoon. I said, the major stuff I got out of the way. She's like, you should just leave and come hang out with me and we'll go to a movie. Yeah. So we did. So I knocked off about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and we snuck out and got into Avengers Infinity War. Let me just say this. It's a very long movie.
I didn't really feel how long it was. It didn't seem too long for me, but I think I was heavily invested into it.
Well, it's long when you have been drinking.
Yeah, bladder-wise, it is a long film, especially when you're our age.
Yeah, and I made the mistake of drinking because we actually went and hit a little happy hour before we went to the movie. So full bladder coming in, that was not good. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes, and that's not even counting
all
the
trailers.
It's a 3 hour investment of your time.
I'd say something. Jenny must have enjoyed it because she actually stayed awake. She didn't fall asleep. She normally always falls asleep during movies. So she did well.
But well, that's a plus.
That is
a plus.
I know
you stayed awake. it was good.
It is definitely good. It ranks up there, I think, as probably my favorite out of the Marvel Avengers series.
Yeah.
All the spin-offs. I think I enjoy it the most.
I love the humor from Spider-Man, from Peter Parker. It's so funny. With little sort of like little quips. When he meets Doctor Strange and he says, oh, hi, I'm Peter Parker. And he went, oh, Doctor Strange. He says, oh, we're using our special superhero names. Well, I'm Spider-Man then. Because that is his name, isn't it? Doctor Strange. It was Doctor Strange before. Right. But, yeah, it's funny.
But, yeah, all right. So we won't talk anymore. No more spoiler-ish type stuff.
But it's really good
move. Go see it.
Yeah.
You're missing out if you don't. And see it in the theaters. I think it's... You know, we always talk about, you know, what movies are good to see in the theaters, what movies aren't. This is one to definitely see in the theater. I did not bother seeing it in 3D.
No, I didn't. I had the choice to, but we plumped for it. Mainly because Jenny doesn't sort of like get on with 3D movies, and after a while it gives me a bit of a headache, so we plumped for the 2D. It didn't detract from it at all.
I still think that the 3D thing, you know, I take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I prefer not to see it in 3D because I just don't like sitting there with glasses on anyway.
Yeah.
Just go see it. That's the word of the day. Kim, you have not seen it yet, correct?
No, I think I'm the only person that hasn't seen it yet. So.
Only person in the world. That's it.
In the world, yes.
All right. That's your homework, Kim.
All right.
By podcast, you need to go see this movie.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do.
You'll like Thor in this one.
Yeah. Thor's in
like Thor and everything. Yeah. Anyway,
anything else, Mark?
Yeah. So as I mentioned last week, I finished a couple of Netflix series. So I wanted something new to watch. I'd seen it advertised on Facebook and that. And there's a new series, Netflix original, called The Rain. It's set in Scandinavia, in Sweden and Denmark. It's actually English dubbed. But you can watch it in native language with subtitles, but it wasn't too bad. A lot of people criticised it for the dubbing, but it was watchable for me. And it's about a group of survivors. Apparently there's this virus released into the rain, so every time it rains, if a rain hits you, then the virus attacks you and kills you within like 10 seconds. So you've got to be careful. You can't step in any puddles or anything. So it's quite a... like post-apocalyptic type movie. It's quite good. It's in its first series. I think they're going to do a second one now.
I'm curious. So they released a virus into
It doesn't say why yet. They haven't gone into it.
Just trying to figure. Actually,
I think it was an accident.
Scientific.
Yeah.
They always claim it to be.
Yeah.
How do you release it into? It, like the rain, I get the water supply, but then the water evaporates into vapor and that goes up into the cloud,
which is your rain.
I don't think that can support the bacteria to come back down. I don't know.
I'm
crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. And it hasn't gone into it in too much detail. it starts with two of the kids are the son and daughter of one of the main guys at this chemical place, research place called Apollon. That's the ones who started it all. I think they did it accidentally, and then they're trying to make it look like they're doing the good thing and trying to sort of like cure everyone without sort of like letting on that they've caused it in the first place. But yeah, it's 6 years after the release of a thing, and it's a bit like I Am Legend, all overgrown and everything. It's quite well done. It's quite well done. I've quite enjoyed it. It's only 10 episodes in the first season.
The Rain.
The Rain, yeah.
Check it out.
Mm.
Anything else, Mark?
No, pretty boring week because, well, not boring the first half. The first half of the week was, it's been really hot here, really sunny. It's been one of the warmest Mays. It was the warmest May bank holiday we've had for like 45 years. It was in London, 28 degrees. Up here it was 25, I think 24, so it's really hot for us, for England. So we've been out most of the time, either in the park with a dog and my granddaughter, or in the garden doing a bit of gardening work. So we've been outdoors most of the time, so it's been quite good. But past good. Couple of days, just lounging about doing not really. Back to work tomorrow. Gotcha. That doesn't help.
Yeah, no, here you there. All right, Kim, what about you? What has this week...
Well, not a lot. I mean, you know, I still have Squirt, so that, you know, there's that.
Right.
And she's growing like a weed. Other than that, the weather's been nice. You know, things have just been going like usual, so nothing to complain about. Nothing big going on. Just the same old, same old.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I guess we'll leave some stories. Then it's on me. This is what I'm. This is what I'm taking from this. Okay.
Pretty much.
And I'm going to fail. I don't really have any stories per se. So a couple quick shows I want to recommend. One, I want to recommend it with an asterisk. The Expanse, which is a sci-fi show that I know a number of community listeners have been watching it. Everybody seems to enjoy it. Basically, it's a sci-fi setting of the colonization of Mars has happened. You know, there's space, you know, exploration going on. And it's basically about a conflict between three different factions. You have Mars, which has kind of turned into its own government, its own war, you know, own government-run planet, and then Earth as the kind of pre-existing government faction. And then there's another group called the Belters, which think of those as like the colonists, the way out that are kind of mining on the frontier. That are, you know, it's a little more the Wild West, so to speak. And so they all have kind of their own different agendas, and there's a war happening, or erupting, I should say, between Mars and Earth, and the Belters kind of caught in the middle of it. And then some other stuff that I don't want to get into because that's going to spoil in terms of the series. And I think it's season three right now for The Expanse. But the sad news is that I guess sci-fi hasn't picked up the next season. So they've canceled it as it stands right now, which is sad because I was enjoying the show, hoping it was going to continue on. So either they're going to hopefully wrap the story up so we're not left on a cliffhanger, or maybe they don't and we're screwed because they've already filmed everything. I don't know. We'll find out. The other show I want to recommend is a show called The Colony. This is... being produced from, I think it's USA Networks is doing The Colony, and it stars one of the main characters is, I don't know if you remember, Sawyer from Lost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've mentioned this before, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of the main characters. This is another really cool sci-fi show. When I first heard about it, I kind of had brushed it off. I actually was like, yeah, whatever. And then I caught it. And I went back and watched it from the beginning. Really enjoy this show. It's back for season four, I think, right now. And the production values have kind of increasingly gone up and up, which is also nice. It's a show about I'll just say some – I don't want to spoil too much. But basically there is an invasion at Earth. And so it involves basically kind of the colonization of Earth for an alien, an alien species. So really good. Just kicking off into this new season and really enjoying what I'm seeing so far. They've taken it kind of in a different direction than I thought they were going to be going, which I like. And I had to laugh a little bit because within the colony, there was one of the episodes, one of the characters pulls out an M4 rifle, and I just started laughing because I immediately started looking at all of the kit he had on the rifle and was thinking of PUBG.
Yeah.
Yep, he had
the red dot, he's got reflex.
He had a tactical stock, he had the foregrip, he had an 8x scope on it, and a compensator. So I literally was checking it out and just laughing. And
that's
like,
funny. That's funny because what was I watching the other day? And, Terminator 2 was on last night on TV. And it's like, it's the bit where they're being chased by the truck and right. It pulls out an M16. And I thought exactly the same. With it, like the attachments and stuff. So.
Yep. What kind of kids you got? Yeah. Check it out. The Colony, definitely worth watching. Very well acted, and it goes in some interesting places as the story unfolds.
Yeah.
All right. So last little thing I want to talk about. We hinted at it at the beginning of the show. E3 less than a month away, in terms of the first show starting. Mark, I know we had the E3 schedule at one point. I know this is putting you a little bit on the spot, but maybe we could put that up on screen for people just so they can see kind of the schedule of E3. But I know it kicks off with EA on Saturday, and then there's the Microsoft conference and Bethesda conference that is technically Sunday for me, although I think that's Sunday for you in the UK for Microsoft, but for Bethesda, it's actually technically Monday morning because it's happening late at night here. So it's going to be super early in the morning for you guys there. And then Monday is, I believe, Ubisoft and I know Sony and Ubisoft, and then I'm Square Enix, I think, announced they have a press conference happening on Monday. And then the Nintendo Direct style thing, I think, is happening on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know for sure. But the plan for us in terms of how we're going to cover this loosely is we're going to try and cover as much of the shows live as we can. So we'll be rebroadcasting in our center screen, and we probably actually might even make it a bigger screen so more of the show kind of gets shown on our screen. And we'll be relegated off to maybe a small corner of the screen and basically giving our commentary, here and there, but really kind of watching the show with listeners. So if you want to watch the show, you can watch it through us. You can watch it on your own, obviously. The one thing that will not happen is I won't be here for the Microsoft or Bethesda conference.
Where are you going to be, Craig? Where will you be?
That's because I'm
going
to be down there. I got the invite to go to the Microsoft press conference. So, it's funny. Back, was it 2010? I went 2010, 2011. I went to the, maybe it was 2013 now that I think about it. I went to the E3 that year with Steve Conger. He and I went down. We elected to skip the press conferences because timing-wise, it was going to be difficult for us to get there in time. And so we ended up just going to the show floor and making it to the show floor for the 3 days that it was open. But we didn't go to the press events. And that's one thing I always kind of regretted, is not being there in person for a press event just to experience it. So this year, Microsoft was doing the Game Fest and inviting fans to the show if they want to go. No charge for that in terms of going to the press conference. They were only taking 1,000. I put my name in and I got selected. So I decided, what the heck? So I bought a plane ticket. I'm going to go to Los Angeles, rent a car in the morning, drive up to the theater, hang out, go to the show, turn around, drive back to the airport, and head back home. One and done. But it will kind of round out a little bit of my E3 experience. And so my plan is, as you guys are going to be covering the show live, I'll certainly cover some stuff with live tweets, that kind of thing. But it'll be more about the stories I bring back home. And you know, hopefully, God willing, I'll bump into Major Nelson and be able to have him give a hello to Robin.
There you go. Yes.
God, Robin would explode in his pants if you did that.
But yeah, so that is the loose plans for E3. We'll kind of finalize specifically what we're going to cover and what we're not, and we'll make sure that that's well documented. So those of you that are watching or listening will kind of know what to expect for that week. Lots of news happening leading up to it, and obviously during the week, of course. So okay, let's talk about games, Mark. I think we should roll that jingle.
It's game time.
Today I feel like playing computer games.
It's game time.
All right, so. Real quickly, going to mention Games with Benefits, and that's just our monthly focus in on some of the games that you get free as part of your monthly paid subscription for either Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, or Twitch Prime. And so this week, the picks – or sorry, this week, this month, the picks that we're focusing in are Vanquish on Xbox One. That actually isn't out yet. That comes out on the 16th of May. On the PS4, we're looking at we're going to be trying to look at Rayman, and then for whatever reason on Twitch we decided Cluster Truck. I don't think any of us have made progress towards this yet, so we're going to speed through this part of it, but just know that those are a few of the free games that we're going to be trying to give a little bit more of a look at. I can say Vanquish, at least from my previous experience with it when it was on the 360, it was very Gears of War in a lot of ways, although it has that very Japanese kind of overtone to it. I think I kind of got turned off by the Japanese kind of side to it. That's just me. But I remember thinking, man, this game does play pretty slick on the 360, so I'm really curious to see what it's like now on the Xbox One, if there's any enhancement to it or not. Rayman is a good game, and this is Rayman Legends. It is a platformer. I have already played some of this prior to this, not on the PS4, mind you, but I mean, if you like platforming games, this is a good platforming game for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, for that fact. Because you don't get a lot of platformers on these consoles these days.
Yeah, Rayman Legends, it's even got extra games inside it. It's got Rayman Origins built into it as well, so it's a huge game. So there's a lot of value there, especially for free. But yeah, it's really good. There's one level what sticks in my mind on that is the Black Betty level, where you moving along to the Black Betty music. What a level that is, so good. So if you look on YouTube, you can see it. But yeah, it's a good game. Okay. I've played it on PS4 already, so yeah, it's good. It's like I say, it's a huge game, so I never finished it. It's one of those where you collect stars as well. Oh, I don't know if it's stars or coins. So that unlocks further levels. So you have to collect these to progress more. But it, like I say, it's so big, I never finished it. But yeah,
you know, it's funny that is one thing that it seems like has not changed in platformers ever since Mario 64 came out, is this notion of collecting coins or stars. You always have to collect something in these platformers. I kind of am hoping that, you know, we might start seeing games moving away from that and maybe just, you know, evolve the platforming genre. But then again, maybe that is what it needs to be. You know, maybe that's the only way these platforming games can be something you want to keep coming back to. I don't know. Just spitballing that out there. Hey, Kim.
Yes.
Are there anybody we need to shout out real quickly before we dive into the game?
As a matter of fact, RCGC has made a showing in the chat. Yeah. So she's still there. So.
All right.
Excellent. Okay. Glad she's around. Yep.
Hello, Sarah. All right, let's dive into games. So, Mark, again, yep. Birthday boy status. You get the pass. You get to go first.
All right.
Let's talk about the games you played this past week.
So, a DLC pack came out for Destiny 2 this past week called Warmind. So I gave that a go yesterday.
That doesn't sound good.
It didn't blow me away. And it's quite annoying because... Thanks, Sarah. It's quite annoying because you can't just plough through the story like you can with all the other ones. All the other DLCs, you could just plough through the story and enjoy it for what it is. With this, the story seems pretty good, but each area of a story wants you to be a power level of 10 more than what you were on the previous mission. So the first
mission... you have to grind a little to
So in between the story missions, you have to grind, and I don't want to do that. I've had enough of the grind. So that's annoyed me a bit, and it got to the point where, well, I'll try and do this level, but because I'm like 6 or 7 points below the recommended level, no, 16 points below the recommended level, it recommends you being 320, and I think I'm like 314 or something, 304. I'm not lasting 2 seconds. I'm getting decimated, so it's quite frustrating, really. There's no new enemies, really. They claim there are, but they're just rehashed enemies what you've already had. It's the Hive, but the Frozen this time. Yeah, whoop de doo. Frozen Hive.
So I do believe it's like a new setting, or it's not a new setting, but it's
It's a new area on Mars. Yeah, they've opened up a new area on Mars, which is the only thing what is new and different, really. And there's a new character you meet, which she's quite interesting. Another Guardian. And the weapon, what you're sort of like fighting for, the Warmind weapon, I don't know if the bit I've had a go of is the actual main bit of it, but it's called the Valkyrie, and it's like a lightning spear, and you throw it and it explodes and like decimates all the enemies around you, so it's really cool to use. I don't know what else to say about it, really, because like I said, I'm quite disappointed not being able to progress.
Is it the DLC itself is disappointing, or is it the sheen of Destiny 2 itself is kind of worn off?
I think it has, Destiny 1 had so much following, didn't it? It had so much hype. Mm-hmm. Me as well. I loved Destiny 1. I played it to death on PS4 and Xbox One. Destiny 2 had me for a bit, but then it waned off, and I've not heard a lot of people talk about Destiny 2, not even Womble much. I know he's playing the DLC lately, but he's been more into Sea of Thieves lately. So for Womble not to be talking about Destiny 2, it can't be as good as the first one.
That says something. That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. What else, Mark? Let's start Kim's way. We'll do the round robin. Not to give any props to Robin.
No, of course not. Well, we've all heard about the one game I've been playing. So I played a little more Monster Hunter World, and I guess the exciting thing of that is I found out that I could collect Dino Snot, so that was fun, and Dino Poop.
Dino snot and dino poop.
Yep.
Okay.
Just like Jurassic Park. Little...
Exactly.
Why would you want to collect dino snot or dino poop?
Research. You have to do research on all these dinosaurs. And, well, I'm assuming there's more than just dinosaurs on this thing. But anyway, right now it's dinosaurs, and you have to do research so you can find out more about them. So I guess when it comes down to actually fighting them, you kind of have more info, so maybe they're easier to beat. I'm assuming.
Okay. All right.
So, I still got the gigantic Tyrannosaurus Rex that breathes fire, chasing me. So I'm doing as much as I can when it's not chasing me. So, like I said, collecting dino snot. And I got to beat the crap out of the Chickensaur that I had a problem with the last time. But on an interesting note, there was a little pop-up this time when I got it. I think it got its head buried in the ground or something. Anyway, it popped up. It asked me to mount it.
Oh.
Yeah. I looked at it when the little pop-up come up, and I'm like, it wants me to what?
Yeah, you know that doesn't mean what you're thinking it means.
Yeah, I'm like, all right. So I went up, I hit the button. Sure enough, I climbed up on its neck, and I proceeded to beat the crap out of it. Sadly, I still am beating the chicken sore because I haven't got it killed yet. But I'm getting closer all the time. So, who knows? I probably need to get somebody else in there to help me kind of bash at it a little bit. But, you know, Monster Hunter World, it's interesting. It's I don't know. If you want a game where you just want to go in there and beat the crap out of something, I'm not sure this is the game for you because there's so much more to it.
Right.
And you definitely... Like, I'm lone-wolfing it right now, but I definitely think it'd be easier if there was more than one person. But right now, the person that's supposed to be helping me has been busy, so, you know. I don't really want to put my noobness on anybody else right now.
Do you get the feeling it's made for co-op? It's made for more than one person, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I know there are people that are playing it by themselves and all right with it. And I'm doing fine. Like I said, I'm doing a lot of the research and stuff like that. But when it comes to actually beating up the monster and taking it out, it's taking a hell of a lot longer. Like I said, I'm still beating on the ukulele bird that I was beating on, what was it, 2 weeks ago? So, and, you know, so I don't know, even though it took off.
Kim, have you researched enough of its snot and poop? Is
apparently
that maybe the problem?
Not. No, no, I apparently haven't, you know, because I'm not getting it done. But... But yeah, and then it left the area on me, so I couldn't even finish killing it. So that's aggravating.
So it left the area. So when it came back, did it have like full health?
I don't know. It hasn't come back yet. So I'm hoping, and it was like limping off when it left. So I'm hoping when it comes back, it's still limping. Because for me, that means I'm getting closer to having it done. But I don't know. I'm still a noob at this game, so yeah, I'm kind of going in by the seat of my pants. So,
now, when you say it left the area, could you chase after it?
No, it just kind of up and disappeared, and a little pop-up come on the screen, and it said it left the area, and I'm like, well, where the hell did it go? And I couldn't find it.
So, he caught the number 47 bus out of there. Have you still got that T-Rex chasing you as well?
Yeah, he came back too. As a matter of fact, that was about the time I quit when it finally popped up in the area, and it's like, it's back! And I'm like, oh, fuck! Okay, so, you know.
Does this T-Rex have a grudge against you? What did you do? Did you burn its house or something?
I apparently did. Maybe I used one of its eggs for breakfast. I don't know what I did, but it likes me for some odd reason. So
the chicken saw might be his girlfriend.
It might be. That might be what the deal is. It's mad at me because I'm beating up his girlfriend or something. Or, you know, I'm collecting its snot and its poop, and it's mad at me about this. It thinks something weird's going on. I don't know. But, yeah, it's back.
Sometimes people have a weird thing about people going through their garbage.
Exactly. So, you know. But, yeah, like I said, if you like beating crap out of monsters and you don't mind the big extensive, like for me, it just seems like it's got a big menu to it of so much. I mean, it's worse than The Witcher 3, trying to figure out to do what with this thing and that thing. And, you know, it's aggravating to a point, but I'm sticking with it. So we'll see where it goes. Okay.
All right. Well, it sounds like you definitely need a co-op partner. So whoever is supposed to be your co-op partner, one, they failed you miserably. So we yell at that person. I don't know if Sarah's supposed to be your co-op partner or not, but you know, maybe she could be your co-op partner. Just saying,
might have to.
A PlayStation 4 as well. You know, this is, you know, maybe we could just start making these matches while we're talking.
Exactly.
Not to guilt you into getting the game, Sarah, but if you haven't gotten the game yet, get the game so you can help him out. all right. Let's see. For me, where do I want to start? I'm going to start, BattleTech. I've continued playing BattleTech a lot. This is it's kind of a perfect game for me. It's a game I can play literally in the background while I'm doing other things. And I know that might not sound exciting for some people, but it's very strategic. You are managing your crew. So you have your human pilots, then you have your mechs, and you start, you know, very much like XCOM, you start getting an attachment to certain pilots that you're upgrading, and you're taking them kind of along, becoming even better. So losing them sucks. You will, just like in XCOM, lose them. I don't feel like in this game, unlike XCOM, where there's sometimes where you're just like, you know, you've got a 90% shot to make this, you know, the sniper shot, 90% chance, and then you fail. And it ends up, you know, killing you because, you know, your failed shot blows the mission, or you turn around and get killed by an enemy because you didn't kill them first. That doesn't happen in BattleTech like that. There are times where you'll miss shots. There are times where, you know, things won't hit or have as much effect. But because you're in this giant mech, in terms of your pilots are in this giant mech, those, you know, missed actions or critical strikes against you don't usually result in instant death. They can, but usually it's more, you know, they blow off like an arm from your mech. And what's great is that visually the game does all of that. So you'll see, you know, the left arm of your mech get completely blown off, you know, by a shot, or you take out, you know, the opposing mech and you maybe shoot off one of their legs, whatever. I mean, it all gets visually shown up on the screen. Looks great. And like I said, I love the management of this game. It, you know, it's like managing the ant farm, but not so much an ant farm in that you have the cross-section of the base like you do in XCOM. Here, it's all kind of menu-driven for different sections of your ship and your command. So you have your barracks, you have your mech bay, you have the command center where you take your contracts. And there is an overarching story that you are kind of diving into, you know, and it's a story that I haven't really done. I think I've done, what, two missions towards the story. So, you know, I can't tell you if the story's great or not so far. So far, it's okay. A lot of it is text-heavy stuff. You know, you'll find out by highlighting certain things, you know, words that get, you know, put up on screen within a text of an explanation of why something's happening. Say you're taking on a contract to go to a planet and one of the I'm trying to give an example. I'm failing miserably at it. But anyway, there's just going to be things that pop up and give you backstory. But it's reading. It's constantly reading. And if there's one knock on this game, I still say it is, I wish they had done much more voice acting and far less of the tech stuff. I don't like it when, you know, the games like Halo or Destiny even, where they have all these you know, backlog story that's supposed to help flesh things out, but you have to go somewhere to read about it. You have to stop and read about it. I'd rather just have someone tell me the story. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's too much to ask. I don't know. But anyway, so BattleTech. It continues to be a fun game. Probably not in my top five. I don't think it's going to hit that mark. It might get close, but it's on the bubble right now, for sure. All right, Mark, let's circle back to you.
So my other game I've played this week is, like I said last week, I've played a lot of smaller games. I thought, right, I'm ready for another big, juicy game now. So I started Mafia 3.
It's a big, juicy game.
Yeah, and I've only played a few hours it so far. I've sort of like played the intro, but the intro is quite long.
Yes. Surprising. That intro is actually really quite long. It's like, holy crap, yeah. We're still in the intro.
Yeah, yeah. But I really enjoyed the intro. I thought it was very well done. It sets up the game nicely, the story-wise, and it gives you an idea of what the game's going to be like gameplay-wise. My first achievement on it was that one what I got you with the achievement question of the week with the alligator, that yes. Bon Appetit. When that popped, I thought that was quite funny. When you throw a body into the swamp and you hear it's...
Yes. So... by the way, just an FYI, you can also get bitten by those alligators.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're in the swamp water where there's alligators, you always need to check. Look for the alligators, because if they're there, they will come after you.
So the game is basically a... you come back from the army. Your character is Lincoln Clay. And your adopted sort of like family work for the mafia, but they do a bit of a double cross in the intro. So this is sort of like sets the game up for you to sort of like get your own back and get revenge on this mafia family. So it's right. quite an in depth story. There seems to be a few more side missions than there were in Mafia 2. Mafia 2 was quite linear for an open world game, if you know what I mean, but I really yes. enjoyed mm-hmm. Mafia 2. This seems a bit more open than that.
It's definitely more open. I mean, this is about as good a GTA Lite game as you're going to get, because it still, I think, has a lot of those high production values that GTA has. It's not nearly as dense a game, so there's not nearly as many side things to be able to do that you can do, say, in the GTA. But if you want something that has open world but story-driven, you know, obviously dealing with, you know, the gangster kind of vibe and the mafia vibe, it's a great game. It really is. I'm probably about 3/4 of the way through it, and I've enjoyed my time with it for sure. I would recommend it to anybody that's looking for that kind of game that doesn't want to take on the full GTA kind of open world experience, or they want something just a little bit different than GTA.
I didn't know it was Xbox One X enhanced as well, but it is, and it's got HDR lighting, which makes it look absolutely gorgeous, especially on the 4K monitor. The voice acting, I think the voice acting is really well done. It's really good.
Yes.
Yeah. I like the music, the like, is it the late 60s or early 60s setting?
Late 60s, early 70s, I think, is kind of that time.
Yeah, I think the start of the game, it's like mid 60s. So, yeah, the music's great. The characters are great in it. Yeah, and like I say, I'm not far into it yet, but yeah, I'm gonna stick with this one and try to get to the end. I've heard it gets repetitive, but I don't want to judge it. I want to experience it myself and see how it goes.
Yeah, I haven't felt it being too repetitive, but that's also because I've been playing it in chunks, so I haven't been just trying to straight, you know, kind of mainline it. Yeah. I think if I did do that, I absolutely would feel that, you know, kind of repetitive nature of some of those missions. You can tell they're basically kind of rinse and repeat. Not the same settings, but what you're doing is more or less the same thing.
I think a lot of open-world games suffer from that anyway, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So have you not finished it then yet, Greg?
No. Like I said, I'm about 3/4 of the way through.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've enjoyed it, and I think what helps me get through it or not get bored with it is that I've been playing it in, like, chunks and then taking a break from it, playing some other stuff, coming back to it. I think I went back and played Mafia 3, gosh, about 2 weeks ago. So I'm kind of due to circle back to it. And seeing you playing it now, I'm probably likely going to jump in and play some more.
So it
is a good game.
Yeah, I've done the intro bit, and I've just done the first story mission in the main game, which is a prostitution racket. I've done that one, and that was quite good. So, yeah. I noticed it had a different colour menu system for that mission, so I don't know if each type of mission is going to be colour-coded for the map later on. I don't know yet. I've not fully understood the menus and maps.
It gets colour-coded based on the bosses. They all have different territories that you have to liberate to get through to the end game. What I do like is that it tells you what are story missions and what are just going to be side missions, so you kind of have an idea this is a main quest mission. I always appreciate that because oftentimes I'm kind of like, okay, what do I need to do now to progress the story? And so it's pretty clear in this game what you need to do.
Yeah. I just need to unlock the extra slots now to carry more weapons, because at the moment I can only carry one pistol and one sort of like large weapon, like a rifle or a shotgun. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping you can unlock slots later on. I think there are slots in the menu for it. I've just unlocked some explosives, so that's good.
Right. I don't know that you'll get an extra weapon.
Extra weapon slots, so you can have a shot in a rifle or something. Or...
It's extra stuff, not necessarily extra weapons. So you're always kind of limited to what weapons you can have, but one of the things you will be able to unlock, and I think this is similar to GTA if I'm not mistaken, but at any point in time you can call up this guy that he shows up out of the blue.
I've just unlocked him, yeah.
Yeah,
the weapons arms dealer.
And you can reload whatever you want, and then you always see the weapons in there. Some of them are going to be locked that you have to buy them, so to speak. But that's always kind of funny to call him in, like out of the blue, and you see this van racing up.
Yeah, his little red little camper van thing turns up. Yep. I've just unlocked that. Yeah, so very good. I'm enjoying it so far. So I'll let you know more about that in the coming weeks.
Okay. All right, Kim.
Ratchet and Clank. I'm on the last planet Hopefully, you know, depending on how much more often I'll have Tony, hopefully I'll get that finished here within the next week or so. And I think I found my favorite gun. It is the Buzz Blades. I just got it, like, on the last planet, I think. I just managed to buy it, and that thing is fun. It shoots out little, like, acidic blade-covered blades, and I swear to God, it, like, homes in on all your enemies. So, you know, yeah, I just sit there and pull the trigger, and it just everywhere. It's fun. So, yeah.
It's fun.
So, yeah, Ratchet and Clank. Hopefully, I'll get, like I said, hopefully I'll have that beat within the next week, I hope. So, it's a fun game, though.
If you're on the last world, I think you should have it beat soon. So yeah, have you done that one where you have to collect all the brains on? I think that's planet six or seven. Yep. Yeah. Oh man, yep. I had one brain I couldn't find. It took me forever to find that because it unlocks so they unlock a special suit or some special boots if you get that. If you get all the brains,
booster. Or something like that, yeah,
and they're really good boot. Yeah, really good. You need it. So yeah, it took me forever to find all them. So, yeah.
Yeah,
you do like your collectibles, Mark.
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah, I'm one of the sad individuals who played the original Assassin's Creed and got all the feathers, all the flags. Yeah, I am that.
And now you have all the orbs in Crackdown.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm proud of that one as well. Yeah, Sarah in the chat said the sniper rifle is a good one as well, Kim.
It is.
Yeah,
I've used it a couple times.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Awesome. I guess that's just up to me to round things out. So played some more Super Mega Baseball 2. Straight up, if you are an Xbox owner and you've been craving a baseball game, this is the baseball game to play. It is better than RBI Baseball. It is not on the same level as MLB The Show. It's a cartoony, very... it's not Tecmo. I'm trying to remember there was a baseball game way back when. It was on, I think, the Super NES. And it reminds me of this, and the name is escaping me now. But anyway, it's a very cartoony baseball game. But the mechanics of it all are very sound. And you can manage your team and do some creation stuff to kind of give it your own personal flair. But again, just at the end of the day, it's a solid baseball game. So I would say if you are craving a baseball game and you don't, you know, you haven't had one before, and this is mostly, for the Xbox people, Switch, I don't know if the Switch owners have a baseball game out there. And I don't know if the Super Mega Baseball 2 is on Switch or not, but if it is, I'd recommend it. I think this is on PC. I know it's on PlayStation 4 as well. However, I'll just say this. If you're on PlayStation 4 and you're wanting a baseball game, MLB The Show is the game to get. Unless you're just wanting that fun, cartoony kind of vibe, then Super Mega Baseball 2 would hit that. A funny side note on this game, I saw a GIF that was going around this past week that in the game, if you hit up the middle, the ball can hit the pitcher. And I forgot who it was put the tweet out there, but he's like, I think I just killed my pitcher. And the ball like ripped up into the pitcher, and you see the pitcher go flying up in the air and then just down onto the ground, like not moving. So it was pretty darn funny. Super Mega Baseball 2. It's a good game. It's out on Game Pass. It's there right now. So if you have Game Pass, you can play it for free. Actually, no, not Game Pass. I take that back.
Games with Gold.
Games with Gold. Games with Gold. It was nice to see that launch on Games with Gold. I like seeing some of these indie games come out and do their actual inaugural launch in these services. I think that's always a positive for these developers.
There was a game that came out recently this week which launched straight into Game Pass, though, which was called Laser League.
Yes.
Is that one you getting mixed up with?
Yes, and I want to try that out. I've downloaded that.
Yeah, I've noticed you downloaded it. Yeah, and I've looked at it, and I'm not too sure.
I'm the same way. Yeah. I don't know. But then I'm like, you know what? Hey, why not?
Do you think we're trying to jump on the Rocket League bandwagon with it, sort of like calling it Laser League? Mm-hmm. And
a little. Yeah. It's also got a little bit of a Tron vibe to it. So I don't know what to make of it.
I've watched a couple of videos, broadcasts of it, and there's like laser grids, isn't there? But they're coloured to yours or the enemy's team. And I think you can walk through your coloured laser grids, but you can't walk through theirs. And it's sort of like last man standing of a team of three. So it looks interesting.
Yeah,
might have to give it a go.
Yep, definitely have to give it a go. Last but not least, PUBG. And I won't spend a lot of time talking about this because God knows we've talked about it to death. However, a funny story from PUBG. So we were playing on the test server. So it was myself, Red Bull, and then your son, Jay.
Yeah.
All three of us were playing together. And we were on the new test server. And so, of course, that code is not stable. And so every once in a while when you're in the test server side of things, sometimes the games crash. Well, as we're playing, this game crashed on me three times. The first time we were driving, I was driving, and we're coming up on this town area. The game crashes. They somehow or another... Even in crash, back it up a second. When the game crashes, your character does not leave the game. Your character physically stays in the game. So you are still technically alive, but you're just not connected to your character. So you have to restart the game to get back into the game, and it'll connect you back up into the match. And as long as you're not dead, you can resume playing. It's kind of a nice feature, to be perfectly honest, because if you do have a crash, it sucks. And so in this instance, I was driving. The other guys are like starting to like laugh because my driving, once I jumped out of the game, apparently I was just missing stuff enough to where I was taking them into the zone. And so the car took them into the zone. They jumped out, and then the car looped back around out of the zone. But right as it came out of the zone, I came back into the game, took back control of my character, and turned around and took the car back into the zone. So get back into the zone with them, and then I crash again. Come back into the game, and so we're still alive. My character, again, just randomly kind of nudged up against a wall, totally fine. I get back in, and now we're getting down into the final zone. We're down to like four players left or whatever. We're making a push. And as soon as we start making the push into this next area, I crash again. Oh, this time I died. My character got killed. He got taken out by the zone.
Yeah.
But I come back in and I'm able to, spectate. So I start spectating Red Bull. And as I'm spectating him, he's basically going for chicken dinner. He has the guy lined up. He takes the shot. And right as he shoots, I see the red splash on the guy's helmet, and the game crashes.
So you didn't get your...
It didn't get credited with the chicken dinner, but he did get the chicken dinner. It was priceless. So anyway. All right. So enough of that. Still enjoying PUBG. And I actually bought... and gifted a copy of PUBG to my buddy Chris, so you'll see him soon enough. It's Bronco 12 blah 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 blah. It's got one of those funky names.
He jumped in the chat once, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm just going to slowly but surely recruit more people to play PUBG. That's the way it is. All right, let us move on to some news.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so a little bit of news from this past week. Let's see. Minecraft, they are finally going to be bringing cross-platform play to the Nintendo Switch. That will happen on June 21st. So basically that means that Nintendo Switch players can now play with Xbox One, PC, and VR. I guess all of them will have that cross-play support, cross-platform support.
Where's the 4K texture packs they promised last year at E3?
I'm guessing we get it at E3.
Hmm.
But it has been non-existent, and they haven't been talking about it. So Yeah, I think that's probably been a little more difficult for them to put forward, or maybe they had some issues.
In a game like that, you wouldn't imagine it being a difficult problem, would you?
I know. I hear you. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm not a big Minecraft person to begin with, but I mean, there still are plenty of people out there. I mean, heck, they still have the Minecon conference that happens every year. I think it's still fairly well attended.
It's
so
huge. Yeah.
Yeah. So, just bringing everybody closer to play. Hopefully, maybe someday that cross-platform play can extend out to Sony as well. We just kind of get all the platforms playing together, unify this thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sony, they had a Sean Layden was on, I forgot what the podcast was. He was on a podcast. He was talking about Sony's E3 press conference, and he basically said they're going to be doing something different this year. That it's not going to be a very big conference per se. And he said that they're going to specifically focus in on going deep dives on a small handful of first-party games rather than unleashing a barrage of trailers. So this is the new format they're wanting to do. It's very Nintendo-esque, if you ask me, in terms of how Nintendo has kind of handled some of their Nintendo Directs, and that they kind of dive into a few games and really kind of give you more of a deep look at those games. So I think that's what Sony is shooting for this year, and they're experimenting around with the platform. We're going to be seeing, per Sean Layden, Death Stranding, Ghosts of Tsushima, Spider-Man, of course, and The Last of Us Part 2.
Yeah, can't wait for that.
So that'll all be – those four games are going to be kind of their main focus in terms of deep dives. And they said they'll also – there'll be some third-party games there as well and also some indie titles. So I don't know. In some respects, this didn't seem – well, and I should say he also said that there will be no hardware announcements at this E3. So no PSVR update, you know, no new PSVR helmet, no PS5, no PS Vita successor. All of that hardware stuff is being left for either Gamescom or just later, you know, next E3. I don't know. On one hand, I hear this and I'm like, okay, that sounds different. It sounds kind of Nintendo-esque. Last year's E3 was pretty much just one giant video.
Yeah, it was. We had it on stage. Didn't we? He walked on stage and then it was just video after video with a live band. I think each year since Jack Tretton left, it's changed every year since then.
Yeah, I hadn't really paid attention to that, but I will say this. On the surface, as I start to read what he said, because, you know, he includes there's going to be third party, there's going to be indie. I'm like, well, how really different is this from last year?
So, right.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't feel all that much different other than the fact that we know a good chunk of what they're going to show. Mm-hmm. I have to think that Sony has one game that's hidden that they, you know, they're going to try and surprise us with. Because otherwise, we know that, you know, outside of the third party and indie stuff, we know pretty much what they're talking about. I was a little surprised that he kind of confirmed up this is what we're gonna show on the floor.
Yeah, didn't they get criticized last year for just showing trailer after trailer? Is that why they said that they're not gonna unleash a barrage of trailers?
Very likely. Yeah.
Probably.
But yeah, so. We'll see. We'll see. That, by the way, that press conference again, they've confirmed it is Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific time. So that is, 30 for you, Mark. What is 8 hours ahead? So that's like 2 a.m, I think.
Yeah.
My math is doing me right. Something like that.
It's crazy. That's why I've taken the week off work.
Oh, there you go. That's solution solved.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of doing things the same, and it's not really doing the things the same, is EA. EA has said they're going to keep putting loot boxes in its games. So this was interesting because we had what, 2 weeks ago? Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. Belgium, was it Belgium classed it as illegal?
Yeah, Belgium classified as illegal. They said it's gambling and that it would not be allowed to be in games in Belgium. This pretty much to me is like EA saying, well, Belgium, you're not that important. Honestly, in the big scope of things, fuck Belgium. That's pretty much what EA said. Mm-hmm. They're going to continue putting loot boxes in it until it really hits their bottom line. But they did, an interesting pushback. He said, it was this during an investors call. Andrew Wilson said, EA has worked with all industry associations and with regulators across the globe to establish that programs like FIFA Ultimate Team are not gambling. According to him, it's because you're guaranteed a certain amount of items with each purchase, and because EA doesn't facilitate a way to sell the items for real-world money like you would cash out chips at a casino, for example, or assign a currency value to the FIFA Ultimate Team game gear, that it's acting within the law.
Yeah, I call bullshit on that.
That's an interesting point.
Yeah,
still bullshit. But here's my counterpoint. And so I don't know if the UK has this. I'm assuming you do. But here in America, a very big industry and a very big part of the collectibles industry are baseball cards, football cards.
Right.
Kids go to the store, they buy packs of these cards and they open them up and they, you collect them. Sometimes you get more rare cards. Sometimes they're not as rare because they're produced in mass. That's no different than this. That is literally no different than this. Yeah. So if we're going to call that gambling, then how can we not be calling these trading card games gambling?
Yeah. I've just seen firsthand because my two nephews, they love FIFA. They get the game every year. They play a lot of Ultimate Team. And they do spend a lot of their own pocket money on these FIFA points to buy the cards, to buy the packs, I mean, to get the players. 80% of the time you're getting shit players.
Right.
It's not often you get a decent player what you want. So you have to sell them for coins and go on the auction place and try buy them from the auction with in-game currency, not real-world currency. But, yeah, it is... I can see how people can get addicted to buying them.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. But I guess I just kind of circle back to this, the whole notion, though, of baseball trading cards, football trading cards. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
The only difference, the thing that set it apart, I think, in the baseball trading cards, and this was back in the day, was you got gum. They put gum inside the pack as well.
Yep.
Yeah. You were always guaranteed gum, right?
Yeah.
But they don't even give you gum anymore.
No.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. But at the end of the day, look, EA is not going to back away from this. They made it plain and clear that unless it's a major market that does this, that truly puts their foot down and they have to fight it legally, and they lose that battle, they're not going to change. Belgium is not a big enough market. They honestly could care less. They probably sell. Yeah.
Netherlands have done it as well, haven't they?
Okay.
So if the rest of Europe starts to follow suit, they might be screwed then.
That will be potentially changing right there, right? Yeah. That potentially might impact that. But until that really happens, until they feel the pain point, they're not going to change. And right now, the Netherlands and Belgium probably make up a very small fraction of what this brings in. And I dare say, and this is nothing against Europe, but, most of Europe is still considered a small market. The UK is probably the biggest market within the European, kind of big scope of it. So, as long as they can sell to Russia, as long as they can sell to China, or, well, not China, but Japan, they can sell to every other country in the world. I don't know how much this impacts it.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk some leaks. Let's talk some rumors, some juicy bits. So E3 is coming up, and apparently this past week, Walmart Canada accidentally published a page of games that was not supposed to be published. This like, was...
It was like an E3 placeholder thing for when after the announcements. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So all of the games that got put on this page were basically kind of the pre-order, you can pre-order it now, you know, games. And a lot of these we already knew about, but there's some games in here that
ooh, yeah.
either they're placeholder names or they are, you know, again, a game that we just didn't know about. But there's certain things are some make sense, some don't. So I'm just going to go through the list. Here we go. This is on the Walmart page. I pulled this images off directly from a tweet from Wario64, who's a notorious insider who gets scoops on all kinds of stuff. He's the one that came across this page. It has since been pulled down, and Walmart has come forward and since said that that was accidentally published and that was not meant to be published. So I think this is fairly legitimate. We've got Just Cause 4. I can't read this one. It's Destiny Comet. Yeah, Destiny Comet. But I believe isn't all of like the DLC like preluded by like a comet strike or something like that? I think that's their code word for their DLC.
Right. Yeah, but it's full price, huh?
Canadian. I think that might be placeholder
price. Right, okay. Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII Remake. The interesting thing about this is that this is on Xbox as well. So previously it was only announced for the PlayStation 4, but we see it here listed for both Xbox, PlayStation and Xbox. Metroid Prime
on the Switch
for Switch, yeah. And it's Metroid Prime 4 for Switch.
Oh, yeah,
so
it is,
a new
Nintendo
2K19, no surprise there.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo 2K19, yeah, NBA you mean.
Apparently need more caffeine. Yes, NBA 2K14 or 2K19. God, stop me from
looking at
Good and Evil 2. Yeah. Again, we've seen stuff from that recently, so maybe the game is farther along than everybody thinks. Here was a surprise one, Rage 2.
Yeah, but haven't Bethesda been putting a few teasers out there? They did something with Big Ben, didn't they?
Well, they did this in reaction to this.
Ah, right.
So that
was
the thing, because I think it was Pete Hines from Bethesda tweeted out after this came out. He said, "At Walmart Canada, you're the reason why we can't have good things." And then subsequently, they put forward a bunch of different teaser tweets with images of Rage characters intermixed and you know, basically hinting that yes, you know, we're playing with this. Let's see. We've got Super Smash Brothers game for the Switch.
Yeah. Ooh, Borderlands 3.
Yeah, that's one that been confirmed yet. I mean, it's more or less all but been confirmed.
Yeah.
But
it was either going to be a Borderlands 3 or another. Oh Christ, what was the game? I can't remember the game, but it was going to be either a Borderlands or something else, wasn't it? Oh, Bioshock game, wasn't it?
Bioshock, yep.
Yeah. So I was hoping it was going to be a Bioshock game, but looks like I'm out of luck. This next one, that's interesting. Is that the original one remastered, you reckon? Assassin's Creed.
Hard to say.
I've not heard of making a new one.
It could be DLC.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, it could be DLC for Origins, yeah. There is a season pass for it, so it wouldn't surprise me.
All the fans of LEGO games, you've got LEGO DC Villains. Then the Dreams game. This was the Media Molecule
game. Yeah, the guys who originally did the Sackboy. What's his name? Little Big Planet.
Sackboy. Yep. That was his name.
But I meant the game name. Little Big Planet, yeah.
But interestingly, with Dreams, let's think back to what Sean Layden said about the PlayStation event. He never brought up Dreams at all.
No, I didn't.
Yet this is going to be supposedly available for pre-order. So maybe this was one of the surprise games that they're going to bring out that they haven't talked about yet. Or, you know, that he didn't mention. Because, again, I have to think they've got something more than just what they talked about in that podcast. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we see something from that. Insurgency Sandstorm, this is a game, apparently this is a PC game that's finally making its way to consoles. I had never heard of it. I'll be curious to see more of it, but I couldn't tell you what it is or what it's not. Looking through the rest of the list, a bunch of repeats
Division
here. Tom
two.
Clancy's Division 2.
Division 2, yeah.
Again, not shocking. We knew they were making a sequel to The Division.
So. Well, they teased out a new logo, didn't they? So it's not new news. This next one's quite interesting because I've heard rumors about this. 10th anniversary for GTA 5. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
So
I have.
So we're going to be selling GTA 5 again. How much money are we going to make off this goddamn game? It is a great game, but they are milking this cow for all it's worth, aren't they?
Yep. And hey, I mean, it continues to sell, so why not?
Yeah.
All right, rounding out three last games, we've got Forza Horizon 5, which... so here's
hang on a minute, we haven't had four.
Exactly. So, and this is one of the things that Walmart had also made a comment about. You know, they take a guess at placeholder names at times. So, something tells me this might be that rumored Forza Horizon kart game.
Right.
Because there was a rumor about a kart game instead of a Forza Horizon.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what this is. I don't know. Splinter Cell. That also being announced. That was...
There was a lot of rumors since I did the interview with Michael Ironside because he let a few things slip, didn't he? So, yeah, I'm hoping for it.
Yep.
And then rounding it out, Gears of War 5. Again, could be placeholder, could be, could it be a Gears of War proper, or could this also be a Gears of War spinoff game, which is another rumor we had heard that might be happening. So, those are all the games that... were quote-unquote leaked within this. None of them have box art images. They're all just blacked out with titles on them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see how much of that actually comes true. My guess is all of it. I have a feeling. Yeah. I have a feeling this is straight up legit. These are all real. And this was just a huge snafu.
I think someone's lost the job. Someone's done goofed. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, publishers. We just ruined half your E3.
I say blame Canada.
Blame Canada.
Which is true in this case.
Yep.
All right. Kim, if we could maybe walk through any more shout outs. I don't think we have a quiz this week. Is that correct?
No, I haven't had a chance. Sorry.
No. I just want to double check. It's okay. It's okay. You know,
we're not going to fire you.
Not this week. Not this week.
We've had T Swain 03, Wald Rider TR is back, and Pilch is here as well. So
cheers, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I know I'm always supposed to say, you know, like us, follow us, blah blah blah, like us, follow us. They say that's one of the things you're supposed to do when you're on a video podcast and you're on Twitch, is like and follow. I've said it now three times. Like us, follow us, or don't. It's okay.
What it means is like and follow us now. Do it now.
Now.
Now. Right now is all about new releases coming up. Kim, you, Johnny on the spot, you know this list backwards and forward, so why don't you talk about it?
Alrighty. We have our new releases for May 15th through the 18th, and they are Battle Chasers Night War for the Switch on the 15th, Dragon's Crown Pro for the PS4 also on the 15th, Horizon Chase Turbo for the PS4 and the PC, also on the 15th. Little Witch Academia Chamber of Time for the PC and the PS4 on the 15th. Omen's Sight for the PS4 and PC, the 15th. Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey Redo for the 3DS on the 15th. Far Lone Sails on the PC for the 17th. Fox and Forest for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 17th. Worlds Adrift for the PC on the 17th. Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition for the Switch on the 18th, Little Nightmares Complete Edition for the Switch also on the 18th, and last but certainly not least, State of Decay 2 for the Xbox One and PC on the 18th as well.
I should note that is the deluxe. No, that's the deluxe version that you get early access. So those are the people that paid a little extra to get early access to that game. Otherwise, it'll come out on the 22nd.
Yeah, we did that with Forza.
There you go.
Yeah. That's sneaky, is that?
Oh, yeah. People will pay for everything. Just saying.
Robin.
yep. All right. So as we start wrapping up here, you know, one of the things I want to throw out to listeners, you know, hey, if you have any questions, fire us off a question in the chat. We'll keep an eye out for that, and we will try and do our best to answer that by the time we finish this up. Mark, I'm going to let you do Victories Achieved because my voice is starting to wane.
Yeah, so Victories Achieved is our quarterly competition where you can win $20 or £15 of real money. All you have to do is take a selfie with the credits in the background of a game you've just finished and send that to @OC_podcast on Twitters, and you'll be added into the draw. We do a draw every quarter. Infected Psych won it last time. The current draw runs out. When's it run out? I can't see the date on here.
June 30th.
Ah, yeah. End of June. So, yeah, not long to go. Just over a month and a half now. And you can win some Dosh. So, victories achieved this week are... And I can hear messages.
That's for Kim.
Yeah. It's a short week this week. We've got Dinoc TQ finished Yakuza Kiwami. And he also finished God of War. I want to play that God of War so bad. I didn't get it for my birthday, by the way.
All right.
No. You did not beg and plead enough, Mark.
Or didn't do something enough, anyway.
No.
Just saying.
So, Dinoc, this is especially just for you, all to yourself.
You all have a victories achieved. Victories achieved. You have one. Victories achieved. I think with the good weather, people are starting to slow down their gaming and they're getting out to the sun.
You find that every year, don't you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. All right. Well, since we don't have any questions, we're going to just bring this show to a close. Look, if you want to be part of the conversation, we broadcast weekly. We're on twitch.tv/OC podcast. We are on mixer.com/OC podcast. We're also on youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Check us out. And then if you're also listening to this on the audio side of things, you're only interested in hearing us and not seeing us, I don't blame you. Just give us a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever. Wherever you're listening to us, give us a review. Reviews always help us to be found by other people. That's the end game there. We have clubs. Mark, I bet you didn't know we had all these clubs, but we have a lot of clubs.
No, I'm just looking at this now. First time I've ever heard about these. Apparently, we've got a club on the Xbox One, which is the OC Podcast Club. On the PS4, we have an OC Podcast Community. On the Steams on PC, we have the OC Podcast Group, so you can join there. And we have Discord is the future, so you can join our Discord server. On there, we have various chat groups. We have voice channels if you're playing PC games and everything. We publish our podcast details on there. So, yeah, join us, discord.ocpod.com.
It's the future.
It is, yeah.
Mark, I think right about now we should hear from somebody.
Yeah.
You like us, we like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, science!
No, I just want to say like bitch, it. You know.
Oh, yeah, science. All right, let us wrap this up. Kim, why don't you start us off with some shout-outs, please?
All righty. I want to shout-out you, too. It's fun, like always. I want to especially shout-out Mark because he gave me his Gems of War key that he got, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Oh, hey, you can have mine as well.
Awesome. I
will give you my key.
I think you better use multiple ones of them, won't you, with being keys?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I suppose. Yeah. I can try.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the worst they're going to tell me? No. I mean, yeah.
Exactly.
I want to shout out our... What? Yes.
I'm saying you're going to get banned for stealing codes.
Probably. If you don't hear from me ever again, you'll know Microsoft sent their goons after me and now I'm 6 feet under somewhere. So, I don't. I want to shout out our shatters, and they are Electrical Skateboard, RCGC, T-Swain03, Wald Rider TR, and Pilch. So thanks for coming along, and a shout out to Mother Nature, who finally got her shit together, and it's been like 83 degrees, so I'm tickled with that. So, nice. Yeah. Oh, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, to, you know, actual human children and you know, furry children, you know, all as well. So that's it for me. How about you, Mark?
Yeah, you can get me at MarkAnix on Twitter, and I am MarkAnix on all the gaming platforms, so hit me up there. I want to just thank everyone who sent me birthday wishes this week. I had tons of them on Twitter and Facebook and messages, so thank you very much. Really appreciated. Shout out to you guys, because I love podcasting each week. It's a highlight of my week, because I live a sad and lonely life.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me three.
Yeah. I'll let you take us out, Greg.
All right. Well, definitely a shout out to the two of you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for actually not having fled your country to go visit another country and abandon us. I want to shout out to Nicole. Happy Mother's Day, Nicole. Sorry, Kim. You're a mother of a cat. You don't get a shout out for Mother's
Day. Well, and Tony, if you ask certain people, but that's another story.
Good point. Fair play. You earn a runners up Mother's Day wish. Shout out to Jenny. Shout out to Judith. Shout out to Cindy. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. Let's see. You can find me at @OC_Murphy's Law on Twitter. That is the best place to see me ranting and raving about God knows what, sports, gaming, politics. It's a pretty big mix. Yeah, that's it for me. Want to shout out to the listeners again. Thank you all for listening. It's always fun interacting with you guys. We're really going to try and be a little more proactive moving forward in asking questions of the chatters, shatters as they are. When you're in there, throw questions at us. We'll try and get them answered on the show, not just ignore you, we promise. And from there, I think we should just wrap this up. It's a beautiful day outside. I'm going to go back out in the sun and enjoy some life. You should do the same wherever you're at. Even if it's midnight, just get outside. Go enjoy some time.
It's nearly 10:30, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'll look a bit weird sunbathing.
Well, I didn't say go sunbathing. I just said get out in the sun. Let's keep it cool, Mark. Come on. Your neighbors are not going to appreciate you streaking around the yard. Yeah. All right. Mark, play that funky music.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.